This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good morning, everyone. We have an absolute powerhouse with us today, the incredible Casey Donovan from winning over Australia's heart on Australian Idol. I'm Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Eurovision, Australia Decides, to shining the light in the stage on Chicago 9 to 5 and Juliet. Casey is back and she's here in Melbourne taking the lead in Sister Act. We're thrilled to have her here today with us on Joy 94.9 to chat about her journey and her upcoming show. Welcome to the show, Casey.
Thank you for having me.
So I have to ask this. Robbie, this is Robbie's question, and so I'm going to be straight up about that because I think it's a brilliant question, so I stole it off him. You've faced public opinion three times in national votes, coming out on top each time. Australian Idol, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Eurovision, Australia Decides. What's it feel like to be that level of public support across different moments in your career? And we're thinking of a fourth. Would you go for Prime Minister?
Look, I think Prime Minister would be a lot of pressure, so I'll steer clear of that one. But no, certainly being People's Choice for Australian Idol, I'm a Celeb, and also People's Choice for Eurovision Decides. It was, you know, it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's so lovely to be loved and to have the public people, yeah, I guess, enjoy what I do and just allow me to grow in this world. So yeah, I'm forever thankful and grateful for all those people that have, you know, stood behind me and voted for me and continue to support my career today. It's a beautiful thing.
I think it's lovely. I remember it like yesterday watching, I'd just come back from London and watching you win that. So I can't imagine what it's like in your brains for some of those.
Messy in my brain, but no, great times.
I love it. You've been so lucky to be been incredible in them in productions like Chicago, 9 to 5 and Julia, and now with Sister Act as your first lead role. How does that experience differ from those past productions?
Look, I think certainly stepping into the center stage as the leading lady, that certainly differs from all the other roles that I've done. It's an amazing show. It's so much fun. People love the story of Sister Act and, you know, that it was made famous by Whoopi Goldberg, and being able to do the staged production, you know, the same storyline and new music written by Alan Menken and lyrics by Glenn Slater. It's just amazing. And the songs just drive the story even more. You know, there's a lot of people that are like, but it's not the songs from the movie. And I'm like, I know, but these ones are, if not better, you know, they, in musical theatre, it's all about creating the story and moving the storyline forward. And Alan Menken has done this so perfectly with his music, and it just narrates the story and amplifies it so much more. But certainly pulling on the leading lady role, it's a beautiful thing, and standing in that power and just knowing that, you know, being in Chicago and 9 to 5 and Anne Juliet and the Flower Children and all these amazing productions have built me up to be able to stand here and, yeah, be able to stand strong and go, yeah, I can do this.
Brilliant. I love it. It's a fantastic opportunity, and I can't wait to see you. I do have tickets, so that's all good. What's the difference you're going to feel between Sydney audiences and Melbourne audience? Because, you know, we like that kind of little vibe between us all.
A bit of rivalry. Yeah. Exactly. Look, Sydney was amazing. And Sydney is, of course, my hometown. I'm born and bred in the western suburbs of Sydney. But, look, Sydney was great. And it was a great way to open our show and debut it in Australia and have audiences come and get a feel as to what we might expect from Melbourne. But certainly, you know, opening on Friday and carrying the show through to January, the end of January, is, you know, it's Melbourne. It's the thespian capital of, you know, Australia. It's all the glitz and the glamour, and it's just the audiences have been amazing and just really responsive and, you know, respectful and understanding. And it's just, if anything, it's leveled the show up. So yeah, it's been great. And also Melbourne is my home now. So it's great to be home and to unpack a suitcase for longer than, you know, 2 weeks.
I love it. I love it. I love that you've made Melbourne your home. I was a Sydney girl and I moved to Melbourne, and Melbourne is my home now. So I completely feel that.
Oh,
no offense, Sydney, but, you know, we have fun down here. So you explained a lot about Sister Act and what it's bringing and the difference it's bringing. What can people expect from it with the different tunes and things like that? And what excites you most about playing this lead role and being the sister in amongst all the other sisters in Sister Act?
Look, people can walk away from this show feeling joyful, uplifted, and just there is no hidden message to this show. It is about, you know, Dolores Van Cartier wanting to be a lounge singer and a disco diva, and she sees her partner murder someone and has to go into protective hiding. Like, and it's, you know, the story that we know and love, and she goes into the convent and she meets Mother Superior, who's played by the amazingly talented Genevieve Lemon, and she meets all of these sisters who, you know, God is their life. Like, being in a convent, they are all about, you know, faith, and no one's deterred from that. And, you know, then we get to meet Mary Laz, who is, of course, played by the one and only Rhonda Birchmore, who really does light up the stage and is so joyful and so beautiful. You know, and you follow this story of Dolores being put into this convent and, you know, not being, she went to Catholic school when she was a kid. That's it. That's all she knows. So, you know, she goes into this convent and just basically is this big, I guess, burst of energy that these women have never seen or felt or known. So, you know, that's basically the story, and women coming together and being a sisterhood and just embracing that and having this beautiful arc of, you know, Dolores's character just finding that maybe she needed a bunch of nuns to kind of ground her and make her realize that she does have friends and there is more than being a disco diva. And it's just, yeah, the music uplifts everything. And people walk away from this show just feeling joy and light and having music that, you know, new earworms. Who doesn't love a new earworm?
You know,
there's
something
that can raise your voice, which is the equivalent to, I guess, I Love Him from the movie. And it just, it elevates everything. And, yeah, I haven't heard a bad word about this show and just people saying that's exactly what I needed. I needed that in a time like what we're going through in today's world. It is the best circuit breaker, and I love that. And I love that we're able to give people this show.
I love it. I love it. That sounds so exciting. And it sounds that bubble of energy. I can definitely see it in you and that you bring to the performance. So I think it's wonderful.
And Dolores is such a heightened character. She is just this, she is a force. The one thing I kept getting told, my note was, she needs to make an impact in every scene that she's in. She needs to be bigger and bolder and bolder and brighter. And she certainly is that. And that is, you know, a complete difference to who I am on a day-to-day level. You know, I'm quite relaxed, I'm reserved, I'm quiet, quite mellow, whereas Dolores is, some days I'm surprised at how cheeky she is, even though I am the body that's driving her. She just has these mannerisms where I'm like, whoa. What is that? But yeah, her sassiness certainly surprises me some days.
I love it. You'll come back after this with us? Awesome.
Amazing, sure.
You're listening to a Joy Breakfast podcast.
Hi, we're here on Joy 94.9 on Breakfast Radio with Tamsin and Robbie, and I have the privilege of interviewing Casey Donovan. I would like to say a big congratulations on your engagement. I know it might feel like ages ago, but so Renee proposed to you in June, and what amazing
milestone.
She did,
yes.
What an amazing
milestone. It really
is. What's it been like sharing your journey with Renee in the public eye, and how important is it for you to be visible as a queer couple, especially for our radio listeners and Joy community?
I think, you know, it's certainly been a beautiful time to be able to, yeah, be able to share my life with the world and also to keep it, you know, private when we need to. But look, it's just finding Renee and falling in love and, you know, meeting the love of my life has just been, it has changed my life completely. And just knowing that there is complete trust, honesty and communication in our relationship is just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And to know that we're in this together. You know, my life takes me all over the world and I'm very much living that gypsy life out of a suitcase. And, you know, she's a lecturer at a university, so it's very 9 to 5 and, you know, quite not stagnant, but it's, you know, it's very different to my life. So, you know, finding those moments where we can spend time together on a Monday or Tuesday in the evenings when she's, you know, not in Bendigo, it's just, it's finding those moments that we can, yeah, ground ourselves and come together. And it's just, it's been such a joyful time. And yeah, I'm just glad that we can do life together and be happy.
I love that. I love that. And you spoke about grounding yourself and finding that, you know, we talked about having sister act there for the turbulent times and grounding. What do you do to ground yourself after such an amazing lead role and that kind of thing? And, you know, it sounds like Renee is a really good point in that life. What else do you do?
Look, I like to go for walks. I like to sleep. You know, I like to sleep. I like to, when I'm not sleeping, like I try and relax. I don't really know how to relax. So, you know, I'll usually start a DIY project or be at Bunnings or go shopping or do something. But for me, that is relaxing because I'm, you know, my brain's not at work. It's, you know, looking for things or troubleshooting. So, look, I think for me, relaxing and taking time out just away from work is me relaxing. But also, you know, I love going to the hot springs and just being submerged in water. Water is very grounding for me, although it's, you know, floating. But yeah, I love the ocean and just getting out there in nature and reconnecting. Yeah, that's how I relax.
I love that. I love that. So relaxing and that kind of thing, getting, and it's come so far in such a long way. If you could give a piece of advice to someone who looks up to you, maybe your former self or who wants to follow in your footsteps and that kind of thing, what would your advice be?
Look, I think my advice is just to keep trying and keep moving forward and knowing that, you know, things continuously change in life and that's okay. It's how you get back up and dust yourself off and keep going. I think remembering to breathe is always a very important thing, asking questions and just trusting yourself that you know what you're doing and where you're going. There's a lot of people in this world that try and dim people's lights, and it's about knowing how to protect your light and keep going. So, look, I mean, advice is always a tricky thing to give, considering, you know, everyone's going through something different. But, yeah, I feel like just trusting yourself and knowing that you are enough and that you've got this is enough to put one foot in front of the other, and knowing that it's never an easy road, but the lessons you learn upon that road are ones that are going to teach you, and they're the moments where you go, oh, wow, okay, that all makes sense now. So, look, I don't know if that helps, but I'm still learning. I'm still getting advice off of people that I idolize and work and learn from. So, yeah, life is all about learning, and change is never easy. But, yeah, I don't know.
And I love that phrase of people not dimming your light, because I think that's a lot of getting a lot of empowerment in yourself to recognize that and doing that, and that's beautiful, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, people will always cast shadows, but, yeah, your light is yours and it's how you move around the sun to get rid of those shadows. So, yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. So finally, you have this awesome role in Sister Act. I mean, you know, how do you top it? What other dream paroles do you have coming up and projects on your radar? How far ahead do you look? What are you aiming for?
Look, I never look too far ahead because I always like to be in the moment. I am, you know, there's a lot of things happening around Christmas and New Year's, as well as Sister Act being on at the Regent Theatre till the end of Jan. But after Sister Act in, I think it's May, I'll be starting up on Kimberly Akimbo, which will be starting in Adelaide and then heading to Melbourne. And then, Tamsin, I'm going to take a break.
Good on you.
My disco boots up for a little while and just, yeah, just take a little break. But, yeah, look, always keep an eye on my socials whenever I update them. I'm very slow at that. But, yeah, CaseyDonovan.com is where you can find everything you need to know about what I'm doing and what I'm up to.
We love a good break. I'm on a break at the moment. I've been on a break since February, so I'm all about the breaks.
What a break.
So huge thank you, Casey. You're fabulous for joining us this morning. And people listening, get in there. Go and see Casey light up the stage in Sister Act, which is going to be playing right now by the time this airs. Grab your tickets and witness the amazing talent and action that is Casey Donovan. Casey, break a leg. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Will do. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.